But first, the Arizona Department of Corrections is in the middle of a settlement process with inmates in state prisons. Inmates allege poor health care conditions in Arizona prisons, so ADC agreed to meet more than 100 measures to improve its delivery of medical and behavioral care. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins has been following the settlement. Jimmy, good morning. How does the state measure success in this process?
Every month, both parties come together. The plaintiffs, who in this case are represented by lawyers from the ACLU and the Prison Law Office, among others, and lawyers for the Department of Corrections, they meet with the federal judge that's presiding over the settlement. And basically, they go down a list. There's 103 of these stipulations that the state, through its provider, has to meet.
And how's the state doing?
The state has made a lot of progress, but there are a few areas where they continue to fail to meet the benchmark for performance. One thing that really fires up the judge is access to medicine. He cites cases submitted by the plaintiffs where people that are on really serious medication to deal with mental health issues, they have their access to medicine interrupted, or when they are moved, they don't have access to their medicine. But many of the failures are happening because there simply isn't enough staff. There aren't enough mental health providers, and there's not enough access to specialists. So say, Steve, if you have a serious medical illness or disease, which so many of these inmates do, like cancer, it can take a long time to see a specialist, and their conditions get worse. Judge David Duncan has said repeatedly that the entire problem here is there just aren't enough people working in the prisons, and the state's own numbers back this up.
And the judge is trying to force some action on this front?
Yes. Duncan has said at past hearings that his role overseeing the settlement does not allow him to compel the state to hire more people, but he believes he does have the power to tell the state and its contractor how much to pay those employees. So he announced yesterday that he was going to hire an outside expert to perform a review of healthcare staffing at all state prisons. And this is a significant significant shift, Steve, because up until this point, the judge has been allowing ADC to monitor itself. But lately, he's been losing patients. There's been allegations from plaintiffs about inaccurate and incomplete data being provided. He's threatened to hold the state in contempt. And yesterday, the judge likened the situation to the fox guarding the hen house. So this private consultant is proposing a study looking at all provider level positions in the healthcare system. That's everyone above a nursing level for medical and behavioral health.
Well, so what's the hope with something like that? What could the study possibly show?
The consultant told the court the study would take 5 to 6 months while a team looked at data from over about 2 years, I believe. He told the court he could end up recommending anything from rewriting job descriptions to increasing pay, but the main point would be to help Corizon, the state's contractor, figure out how to get more providers available and in the system and fill these vacancies.
Jimmy, we can't get through this conversation without asking, how much money, how much will this cost? It seems like the case keeps dragging on and using up a lot of resources.
Of course, it certainly is expensive to litigate all of this. This study would cost around $150,000. If they expanded to look at nurse positions, it could cost closer to $225,000. The judge said the state brought this on themselves, though, so they should pay for it. Attorneys for the state disagreed. They said if there was a study, it should be really narrow and limited in scope, but the judge seemed to be set on doing this. David Fati is an attorney from the ACLU representing the inmates. He said the study should be funded by ADC because essentially they are to blame for not taking care of the staffing shortage.
The rule pursuant to which the experts appointed allows the court to allocate the cost in any way, specifically including allocating it all to one side. And in prison cases, when these experts are appointed, it's almost invariably allocated all to the defendants for obvious reasons. Prisoners are poor. Prisoners don't have money. They can't afford to pay for an expert. So it's typically done in those situations that the court allocates the cost entirely to the state agency.
Now, Jimmy, where does the state's contractor, Corizon, fit in here? Do they share any part of the blame?
The state believes so and has fined them repeatedly for their failures to meet their contract agreements. Attorneys for the state confirmed Wednesday that Corizon has paid the state more than $3.3 million for staffing offsets. That's not hiring enough people from the beginning of its contract to August of this year. Corizon also has paid $1.4 million to the state for failing to meet performance measures in their contract. However, we learned this yesterday. Those fines were capped
capped at $90,000 each month, saving the company nearly $6 million. Had there been no cap, Corizon would have instead had to pay the state more than $7 million. But the state recently agreed to a contract amendment that will lift those caps, and they're going to install incentives for Corizon to reach its performance benchmarks. All this money, Steve, the judge talked about, he said he hoped the state would be able to use the fines as an investment in providing better care in the future. So, you know, things like this study that we're talking about.
KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks for the update.
You're welcome, Steve.